It is a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. That place, the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And this is the radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Your host here on Heartline is Jim Tuck, this guy right here.
All right, Ken Adams, we appreciate you so much, and thank you again for doing the introduction to Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno. So here we are at 137 North Yosemite in beautiful downtown Fresno, in the office of Jerry Brenneman, the director of Evangel Home, and a very sweet lady. We've had a little chat before Jerry got into the office while she was doing some other thing, and I look forward to getting all the full story from Petra this morning. So, Jerry, just a word of introduction, and let's hear what's going on in her world and the world of Evangel Home.
Okay, I'm going to start by surprising you probably and reversing a little bit to a comment you just made before we went on the air, that life is not a dress rehearsal. And so while you were praying and then you were just doing the intro, I was thinking, well, in a way, every day of our life is a dress rehearsal for the next day.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, you know, to be able to look at our behavior and our words during a day and at the end of the day to ask the Lord, what was good, what was bad, what do I need to change for tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, if I look at my own life and those little daily chunks of rehearsing for the next day, it's much less overwhelming. And I was thinking of Petra, who our guest today, she's kind of done that. That every day in here, I see her practicing for the next day, that I want to be better. So Petra, I was so thankful that Jim said that, and I sort of added my own little take on it. But it is true in a way, because if we are rehearsing every day so that we're better tomorrow, then that means we have to listen to others. We have to understand when they're kind of critiquing our performance. We have to ask God to show us, and then the next day is usually better. Mm-hmm. So that, again, is where Petra is. And I know very little of her background, which is kind of neat. You know, we've shared, Jim, about the women we've had in the crisis home the last month or so have been a great group.
Mm-hmm.
I see them really binding together in a way that most don't. They seem to really have each other's heart at heart. They really want the best for others.
Wow.
And they are not about the business of tearing down others so that they may build themselves up. They know that doesn't work. So Petra is one of that group who then decided, with a little encouragement, I think, to apply for Crossroads. Mm-hmm. She is a hard-working woman. I've never seen a complaining moment from her. And she also is really good with the other women. You know, sometimes we as women like to just take care of other people because then we don't have to worry about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't do that either. I watch her with the other women, and she's very encouraging, but she's not going to be codependent. She's not going to take over their responsibility. So, Petra, that's sort of a introduction saying about you without saying anything about who you are. You get to share that, maybe a little bit of your past and all.
In the same respect, we're saying by dress rehearsal. One of my daily dress rehearsals is to give God at least 5 minutes every morning. I put on my shield of armor. I give God the glory each and every morning for being here. And one of my favorite scriptures is love thy neighbor as you love thyself. Until you learn to love yourself, then you can love your neighbor. And so that's just my main scripture, and that's God's message to me. It's been for a while.
Well, let's back up a little bit and find out where you came from. And, speak up just a little bit. are you from this area?
Yes, I am from Fresno.
And you said you came from a large household?
Yes, 7 brothers and 3 sisters.
Okay. And why are you at Evangel Home? What was your world? Are you in the crisis shelter? I should start there.
Yes, I am in the crisis shelter.
Why were you in need of a place to stay?
Because I had no shelter. I had no one providing for me at the end due to drug addiction. Yeah.
Drug addiction.
Yes.
How long has that been going on?
I'd say 7 years.
What triggered? What was the trigger point? Why did you start doing drugs?
Depression. I had a marriage that fell apart after 23 years. So that was really one of the major reasons for it. I sought reconciliation on that, but it didn't happen. And the more I wanted to forget, the more I got into using drugs.
Now, I'm not just saying this. You don't look old enough to have been married for 23 years. Me, I know how old you are.
I was telling you, I'm going to be almost half a century old. I'm 49.
Oh, my word. I would not have guessed.
No, and Petra is very blessed also that her drug addiction did not ruin her physically.
Yeah.
You know, she still has her teeth. Mm-hmm. She still, her face is very clear. Her thinking is clear. So she was preserved during that time for something.
So your marriage fell apart. You got depressed and decided to experiment with drugs.
Yes, that was my first time.
That was your first time,
yes,
7 years ago. And so that started a downward spiral, I presume.
Yes, along with the medication for the drug, for the depression. You know, taking anxiety, taking, it's like a form of Prozac, all accumulation of everything really was the onset of it.
Where did you hear of Evangelum? How did you come to be here?
I word of mouth. Someone told me, because I was looking for shelter, and said Evangelum is a great place. Look into it. And I remember
somebody on the street?
It was somebody on the street, yeah, because I was at a store or something, and I usually talk to people open. I'm open that way. And I was talking about needing a place to stay, and they would just give me some sort of encouragement. They mentioned it, and I said, okay, so I just looked it up in the phone book. And I started calling, and one of the first people that was my contact here was Miss Gina. She's a house manager, very encouraging person, and told me what I needed to do, the steps. And then I took it a step further because I'm an avid bike rider. So I happened to be down here applying for general relief. So I said, I'm going to look up this 130. Where is this Yosemite? You know, and lo and behold, this court right behind Catholic Charities, which is another great place. And so I found it, and I said, well, I saw the pink door. That was the first.
Yeah, the pink door.
The pink door was like, it's so warming. It's a calming color, very calm. And so I said, well, of course, I think I was knocking first because that's the type of person I'm on knock versus doing the bell. Then I saw the sign ring to press the bell. And then the second person I met here was Ruby.
Let me ask you this. Ruby let you in?
Ruby let me in. A little hesitant, but she let me in.
So you walked in and you looked around, and what did you think?
It was instantaneous for me. It was, I was overwhelmed with the feeling of love here.
How long have you been here?
I've been here going on 6 weeks already. 6 weeks.
Okay, so... In that time, what has been, if you can prioritize, has it been one thing, whether relationships or the love of the staff or, you know, whatever, that has been the biggest influence in your world in the last 6 weeks?
The openness, the lovingness, the giving part of Evangelum, showing compassion. When you come from having nowhere to stay and then someone just opens their door and just wholeheartedly, and it's hard to grasp it at first. It's hard to, people want to hug you and you don't want to talk to you. And it's just, I don't know, it's an awesome feeling to know that there is actual people out there that worship on a daily basis and
you have a church background?
I'm Catholic, and so I always go to church every Sunday. I never really opened my Bible to the fullest extent like I do here on a daily basis. And that's
Jerry, she's been here 6 weeks. That's normally is a 28-day stay in the crisis mm-hmm. shelter. Comment?
That's what I love, the word normally, because since we are who we are and our women are here because people support this home, mm-hmm. 28 days is not a magical money moment. It's not because our insurance runs out or our money runs out. It's because after 28 days, usually that's enough for us to see if a woman is going to be here or move on. So the 28 days is more of a evaluation for us and light a fire under them to get going.
Mm-hmm.
So 28 days, it really wasn't until about 28 days yes. that she decided to apply for Nextdoor. Yes. And some people, Jim, we would say no, because that's kind of a desperation move. 28 days are up, I have nothing to go, can I apply? Petra's attitude was very different, so mm-hmm. we let her apply. And we'll just see where that goes.
So you kind of figured out after you got here what you were doing wasn't working?
I had already set kind of my mental goal and where I was going to go. I thought I had a place to stay, which my daughter, she opened her home. So I thought, well, this is just a temporary. I'll be gone in about 2 weeks. And, God, of course, he's amazing. That door got shut because the landlord didn't allow me to move in with her. Mm. So I was a little disappointed with that. And then another opportunity came up, a close friend who found another home for me, rent-free, no questions asked, and that door got shut on me too.
So you're looking forward to getting some education and training and equipping for life?
I have education. I worked for 20 years. And so
what'd you do?
I work for the state of California.
In what capacity?
As EDD for the unemployment in the appeal unit. Yeah.
Okay.
I have worked many years, and I've gone to Fresno State too.
Thank you for sharing. We're out of time. Bless your heart. Yeah. Jerry, we have about a minute. And as we record, we're getting pretty close to the time for the banquet. Another invitation. Where are we in terms of ticket sales?
We don't have any left. We have a few. And again, even if you are a latecomer, we have until the 17th to make reservations. It's hard to have a bad seat at Tornino's right. because we have the big screens. You can move around if you can't see. So I would just invite everyone, if they're unsure, to give me a call. I would love to talk with them. As we record today, Jim, our website is down. I'm sure by the time this airs, we'll be okay. But if someone tries to get online and they can't, give us a call at 264-4714. And one more thing I want to say that Petra just ignited. When talking about all the closed doors, I thought how neat to have a place where when all the other doors close, the pink door is open. So that's kind of our banquet, a day in the life of what's behind that pink door.
Yeah. For those of you who might be interested in the last few tickets at the banquet, that is our presentation. A day in the life is just a kind of an eclectic overview of things that happen here at Evangel Home on a day-to-day basis. So you can get a little better understanding of who we are and what God is doing through the various means, programs, and opportunities here. So we encourage you to, real quickly, immediate, urgent needs?
I think probably paper products still coming out of the summer. We're really down with toilet and facial tissue, paper, toilet paper and Kleenex.
Toilet paper and Kleenex. That's an easy fix. We're out of time. Ken, it's your turn. Thanks, listening friend, for joining us on today's edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno reached him by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Round the clock from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And join us again next time, same station, for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.